Coming to you from Atlanta, this is VoiceOver Work, an audiobook sampler. Where do you listen? This is your host, Russell, and today is April 15th, 2024. Nick Trenton has a new book and audiobook out that's now available. It's entitled The Anxiety Cure, 37 Science-Based 5-Minute Methods to Beat Back the Blues, Stay Positive, and Finally Relax. Today's episode is the audiobook preview of Nick Trenton's new book, The Anxiety Cure. You can learn more about Nick Trenton on his webpage, www.nicktrenton.com. In the whirlwind of our modern lives, anxiety and overthinking have become constant companions. The incessant chatter of our minds, filled with worries, doubts, and endless hypotheticals, can leave us feeling overwhelmed, restless, and discontented. It seems that no matter how hard we try, the pursuit of peace and contentment eludes us. But what if there was a way to break free from the grip of anxiety and overthinking? What if we could silence the cacophony of our minds and discover a path toward tranquility, happiness, and fulfillment? This book explores precisely that journey, the transformative voyage from a life dominated by anxiety to one of profound calmness and contentment. Through a blend of practical strategies, introspective exercises, and empowering perspectives, we pave the way toward embracing serenity and cultivating lasting happiness. The pages between this cover aim to guide you toward a newfound sense of peace. By providing practical tips and insight on how to manage anxiety and overthinking, you will cover a path toward a more fulfilling and joyful life. We'll also be looking at what happiness is, how it works physiologically, and how we can use current scientific understanding of well-being to start creating a life that we love. Happiness starts in the brain, but that doesn't mean it's just a question of neuroscience. We'll be exploring the question of happiness over the course of 40 practical, evidence-based techniques covering daily happiness habits, joy-inducing environments, and short-term quick fixes for bad days. Finally, we'll consider how we can pull everything together to create lasting lifestyle changes that genuinely make us feel good. Let's dive in and discover the power of tackling our inner struggles and finding the happiness we all deserve. Have a routine, but not a strict one. Having a routine is like having a roadmap to your day. It helps you prioritize tasks and plan out your time. But did you know that having a routine can also help ease anxiety? When everything else feels uncertain and up in the air, having a sense of structure can be incredibly reassuring. It's like a warm hug from your schedule, telling you that everything will be okay. Picture the kind of person you imagine has their life together. They wake up at the same time every day. They have an orderly morning routine. And they have a fixed food, work, and exercise schedule that they move through predictably every day. They're probably quite productive, but are they happy? It turns out that although routine can be beneficial, you don't want to get stuck in a rut. Research psychologist Catherine Hartley and her colleagues conducted a study with 132 participants who were tracked for 3 or 4 months. Hartley wanted to see their general mental health state and overall mood, as well as examine what kind of daily routines they engaged in. What the data revealed was pretty interesting. People who were able to do something novel every day tended to report more positive, happy emotions than those who just stuck to the same old, same old. The novelty didn't have to be big. It could be something as simple as going to a new place or trying something different for lunch. The team also tracked the participants via GPS and noticed that on days when people moved around more and visited more locations, they were more likely to use words like happy, relaxed, and excited to describe their mood that day. Hartley wanted to understand more, so she had some of the participants undergo an MRI scan. Here, she found that the people who were regularly exposing themselves to novel situations actually had different brain function than those who didn't. And that's it for this week's episode of VoiceOver Work, an audiobook sampler. Where do you listen? Be sure to sign up for our author's email list at bit.ly/Nick Trenton. And don't miss our next episode in a week, which will be the chapter-by-chapter preview of Nick Trenton's book, The Anxiety Cure. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you Monday.